Hello, everyone. This is Jorge Costa, Director of Music Operations for Charity Pulse, and I am here today to introduce you to a really good friend of Charity Pulse, Ángel Sananda. Ángel is a wonderful musician, composer, and is also the owner of Soga Recording Studios. Soga is a wonderful recording complex in Mexico where art, technology, and wellness combine in a unique and seamless way. So without further ado, here is Ángel Sananda. Ángel, how are you? So good to see you, my friend. How's your day going?
Oh, it's going great, bro. We're getting ready to celebrate our first anniversary. So we're going to have later a nice party. So we're excited and yeah, it's all good.
So I have a few questions for you, based on the experience we had here recording the East of Eli project. It was just such a unique experience that we really wanted to share that with our listeners.
Right on.
We really want to get to the bottom of why Soga is such a magical place.
Right on. Shoot.
Perfect. All right. First question. Can you talk to us about who you are, your personal background, and how you got involved in music?
Right. My name is Ángel Sananda. It's more of a spiritual name. And how did I get involved in music? Well, I started playing drums when I was about 11, and I did the rock and roll band thing for a while and had different bands. And after a while, I started classical composition in Mexico City. And then I started to open up to more music and playing piano and whatnot. I started working on a project studio that I assembled at my old place in Mexico City. And we released a couple of albums, mainly of original stuff. And after a while, I went to Boston, where actually I met you at Berkeley. And at Berkeley, I studied jazz composition and music synthesis. But while I was in Boston, I also got involved in what people usually call sound healing. In my case, I really got involved in sound as a way of well-being with your voice, toning and doing sound meditation per se. For a long time, I listened to people talking about meditation and I just couldn't do it. Working with these concepts of toning, which basically is making long tones like the om kind of thing, it really helped me focus and I achieve, mental states of quietness and peace that I've never experienced before. And throughout my staying at Boston, while I finished Berkeley and I opened another studio there, I moved to Cambridge. And I was, juggling around the regular music production and the well-being production and doing workshops on that end. But after a few years, because of circumstances, we had to come back to Mexico. And when we were back in Mexico, I had the idea of opening up another studio. We had this piece of land in a place called Cuernavaca, close to Mexico City. It's about an hour and a half away. We started juggling around the idea of creating this space that could be the recording studio, but also sharing with people, sound and music as a way towards well-being and centeredness. And that was kind of like the seeding of that idea of what would become Soga, which means Sounds of Gaia. Gaia being the personification of Mother Earth. So it would mean, the sounds of Mother Earth. Yeah, that was my background.
Can you give us a brief overall picture of Soga Recording Studios, but also a bit about the location and the local community it was built in?
Sure. Well, as a matter of fact, when we were, developing the concept of Soga, the place was supposed to be a space that will bring well-beingness to people, like a retreat, a holistic space that would also encompass a recording studio. The idea was to take people out of their minds and the busyness of the city life and put them in an environment that would create a really conducive place for creativity. In regards to where it's located, we're not actually in Cuernavaca. We're in the border of Cuernavaca and another little town called Jutepec, which means the hill of precious stones. And it was quite meaningful because in the end, stones are a big part of Soga. If you get a chance to see pictures of the place, you'll see that we have these huge walls made out of stones that turned out to be like these beautiful sculptures. Our idea was to offer also for the community a space where they could come and, you know, also enjoy quality content, in the sense of, we live in a town, or Soga rather, it's based in a town where a lot of people listen to just what mainstream media sells them. You know, this was more intended to be a creative, artistic space that would support people in getting something out of different ideas from different people from different countries. So that was what we wanted to give to our immediate community.
Personally, having had the opportunity to experience all Soga has to offer, I can say without a doubt that you've created an elite world-renowned facility. Can you tell our listeners about your vision behind Soga and what inspired you to build it?
Yeah, absolutely. As I was sharing before opening the recording studio that we call Soga Recordings, we opened up as a holistic center, a center for retreats. I mean, we have a building with 9 rooms to accommodate 20-odd people, an auditorium for 170 people, which was intended to work as a
multi-use room,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, absolutely, because we were intending to do, you know, workshops and conferences, but also toning work with groups. That was the idea. Unfortunately, it didn't work out because people have a misconception of spirituality and well-being, and they think that, well, not everybody, but some people think it should be for free. So it created a conflict because it's a really big complex. You know, there's a lot of people working here. So it was draining trying to getting people that would understand that concept and that would actually be willing to pay for quality stuff in that arena. What turned out really nice after this experience of working as only a retreat center, when we opened up the studio, we had to kind of like stop for a little while and think, okay, we need to rethink how we're going to work the whole space, Soga as a whole, not only Soga Recordings. And the idea, you know, came out really simple. I mean, it was always intended that it would be a place for well-being and that it will be a place for sound and music. And it was just believing that that could happen in a commercial, more mainstream kind of aspect. Meaning, instead of doing, you know, yoga workshops, now we're doing, you know, sound recording workshops. It's been working along really great, but what it's really amazing is that the whole well-being aspect, the retreat aspect, it's intact. Because now it's just a creative retreat for people that want to come and create albums. You know, the way we do things, it really helps them to get into this conductive place where they can really be the best they can be, you know, and we're just facilitators for that. And obviously, you know, we have great gear, we have great rooms, we have great staff, which absolutely helps. And that actually, that's crucial, you know, but everything that happens outside the studios, you know, the interaction between people when you're outside, the interaction between people and the space, it's what really creates that whole magical aspect of Soga Recordings.
That's wonderful. So this place has received some serious attention because of the design and the architecture. Mm. Can you share with us the heart behind the design of the complex, and also work our listeners through a day in the life of a guest staying here to record? You know, if I were to come here and I wanted to record, what would be a normal day?
Sure. I've been also a fan of nature for a while and sacred geometry and the perfection that lies within everything that nature creates. So I really got involved with what I was also doing toning years ago. And I wanted to incorporate, because it does have an impact on people. I don't know if people would be familiar with what I'm talking about, with golden ratios and, you know, yantras and mandalas and the flower of life. And if not, I really suggest, you know, people should check these things out. It is a way to incorporate proportions that happen in nature in things that we develop. Artists throughout the times have been doing this kind of thing. You know, Leonardo da Vinci was a master of that. My point here is that we tried to incorporate as best as we could these concepts, you know, using spirals and circles and not having harsh angles, meaning like 90-degree angles, and, you know, have it everything more rounded, more feminine in nature. You know, you just feel it. you know, you're, because your body is made out of those proportions and that energy per se. So that I'm working with a really good friend of mine. It's one of the guys that I used to play in rock bands with a long, long, long time ago. He ended up being an architect and I stayed in music. He's the one that I got together with to develop the whole concept. We came out with really cool shapes and whatnot, and it was a process of developing, and it came out a beautiful design. And actually, in 2014, he submitted the project for perhaps the biggest architectural online publication called Architecture Daily, arcdaily.com, and under the category of well-being architecture. And we were between the top five projects, you know, out of 300 and something throughout the world. So it was pretty cool. Now, what would be a day at Soga Recordings? Well, I guess from the production point of view, I mean, someone that comes to work at the studio, well, first of all, I would suggest to arrive a day before so that we can hang out and bond and have a great time and become friends. So when we start working, we're getting along. We're starting as friends, you know, acquaintances, now friends. And take it out from there. I mean, every project is alive. Every project has its own pace. The way it usually goes, you start in the morning, you have breakfast, coffee, where you chill, share what happened, stories from the night before, good or bad. And when the artist is ready to work, we're ready to go, you know? I mean, as I was sharing with you, we're here to accommodate. And we will follow their pace, you know? If you guys want to start early, we start early. You want to start late, we start late. The whole idea is to have people having, you know, their creative process the way they need to have it. Yeah, and at night when you're done, again, you know, you hang out with your friends, you have a beer, you share stories about now the sessions and, you know, plan what would be the next day. Just have fun.
All right. So what are some of the most rewarding moments that you've personally experienced since Soga has been open?
It's interesting. I mean, there are kind of milestone moments in terms of recognition, perhaps, or getting the big artists or whatnot. But honestly, I don't see it in that way. What I really wanted was the place to be alive, having people moving around it. So the biggest moment, it's when the next production arrives. Yeah, sure, it's always cool when you get to meet someone that you really like as an artist, you know, but at the end of the day, he's just a person. He's just a regular individual. And we're really graced to get to see that aspect in people that perhaps have a lot of fans or, you know, that are really famous, because we get to meet them in their most vulnerable space. You know, they're not the artists, they're not the big star, they're just regular people doing their best in order to do a great record. So it is really cool to get to see that and to interact in that space with someone, you know, as equals. I really believe that the energy that we've put into the space also calls the people that understand that energy. We're playing, we're not working, you know what I mean? So when that happens, it's magical, and it doesn't matter who is doing it. There's a lot of great records coming out. I mean, I'm blown away with that. You know, all the things that we've been putting out for the last 8 months and the 6 months that are coming, great records are, you know, are on the radio, and you're proud of the things that are happening. So yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
That's great. What does the future hold for you and the team here at Soga? Are there any particular hopes, dreams, or aspirations that you have yet to accomplish?
It'd be great to work more and more with bigger names, just because, you know, when the production is more complex, and not complex, perhaps that's not the right word. When there's more people involved, you can do more interesting things, you know, productions that can afford, you know, working with an orchestra, productions that can afford working, you know, with big names that come from different parts of the world. I mean, it's more interesting, the mix, you know. If you have the means to put out this amazing team of people and putting together a lot of musicians from different parts and different cultures, and that's what I would love to see here happening, and it is happening. I mean, right now it's really cool. We have this single that was recorded here from a really well-known Mexican band, and it's doing great, and it feels good, you know. But I don't, again, that's not necessarily my primary focus, you know, because in the end they're just regular cats that are doing great stuff, and they're great people, and now I have new friends. You know, Angelo, when you guys were here, he's the first person that we never told him that, but he picked up the vibe and he mentioned it. You know, we don't make customers, we create family. You know, he definitely picked up that vibe and he mentioned that. He made a comment on our Facebook page. And it was like, wow, that's really cool, because, you know, we sometimes tell that to people and sometimes we don't. And I know we didn't get a chance to say those specific words to Angelo, yet he picked it up. And yeah, that's the greatest feeling, you know, because you know it's for real, you know? I mean, because we're not faking it, so people don't need to fake it.
Yeah, and a small parenthesis, because I know the song you were referring to was the Café Tacuba single.
Mm.
Your approach to important moments and milestones doesn't necessarily have to do just with the fame and the visibility of a project, but the human aspect of it. And that, to me, is one of the things that makes this place special. You know, your personality is embedded into this place, and that love for humanity and music above who, you know, if it's a famous name or if it's a well-known person, it's more about the human aspect. But that being said, that project I know was a big deal because it encompassed not only one of the biggest artists that ever came out of Mexico, but also a really important producer and a really important engineer who have influenced generations.
Oh, yeah.
Of musicians, producers, and engineers all over the world. So if you don't mind talking a little bit more about that, I think it's a beautiful experience to share with other people and with our audience. So if you don't mind just
absolutely
talking
absolutely.
About it a little bit would be wonderful.
Well, we have this project called Sounds of Giants, and Sounds of Giants, it's a workshop, a 1 week long workshop. And we got in contact with this really amazing cat called Mick Gutowski. For people who does not know who Mick Gutowski is, perhaps the most well-known for, you know, the younger crowd artist would be Pharrell, Daft Punk, but the list goes on and on and on and on, you know, Michael Jackson, Barbra Streisand, Prince, Eric Clapton, Toni Braxton, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears. I mean, this guy has over 30 number one hit songs. By the way, mixing engineer, you know, so he's a legend, and we got lucky enough for him to get excited about a project coming to Mexico, and I have another partner that I started Sounds of Giants with. And when we realized that we had Mick Gutowski on board, we were like, oh, dude, now who's going to be, you know, the band for him to record? We had to find something that was worth the name, you know, Mick Gutowski. And my friend suggested one of the Café Tacuba guys, and he got interested. It happened that they were starting to prepare the material for their new album. So in the end, they got on board, and, you know, that was it. And we were all like, that's really cool. And then we received this call from the manager telling us that the producer that they have been working with for a long, long time was on board as well. And we were like, what? This guy is Gustavo Santaolalla. And for people who does not know who Gustavo Santaolalla, perhaps he is the most awarded composer in America, period. I mean, this guy has like 14, 15 Grammys, you know, Latin and from the US. He has 2 Academy Awards for Best Film Score and many other awards. So all of a sudden, we have this dream team coming to Soga. All of a sudden, we are inside the room with these guys, and we're just seeing their flow and how, you know, how Gustavo's producing, how he's interacting with Mick, and how Mick is suggesting things, and to see so much talent, but realizing they're just human beings, you know, that they're passionate about what they do. They're really good at what they do, but they're human beings nonetheless. And you can talk to them and have a drink with them and, you know, have a laugh with them, and they'll share stories. Obviously, it's really weird when this guy is telling you how the sessions with Michael Jackson went, right? But, you know, in the end, you realize, well, he's just now my friend sharing his stories with Michael Jackson. Wow. That's humbling and mind-blowing, and all of them are great people. So getting to see that aspect, that was exactly what I was sharing before. You know, you have these big personalities that you feel they're so far away, and you admire and you admire their work, and all of a sudden, they're sharing bread with you, you know? And you realize they're just human beings, you know, and it's really cool.
I'm assuming that you are planning on doing more of this in the future.
Oh, absolutely. Mick is coming on July of 2017. We'll be releasing more information about that later. And after that, we want to continue bringing great people and you know, continue with the development of Sounds of Giants.
This is all beautiful information. When we came here to record the rest of East of Eli's album, everyone in the group agreed that one of the most special moments in our time here was the sound healing experience. Can you tell us a bit more about what that is and what sparked your interest in making that a part of the Soga recording experience?
Sure. The things that you went through, it was really focused on the voice, you know, and sound, not necessarily music, you know. It is something interesting enough to engage your mind, but simple enough for your mind not to engage, if it makes sense.
It does.
So it is such a profound experience for a lot of people, because when we live in big cities and we have a lot of responsibilities and whatnot, you know, the mind is always working. It's nonstop chatter. So when you get to experience moments when the mind quiets down for a little bit, you know, your body relaxes, everything relaxes around you. And that is really powerful. And one of the things that I know is that this kind of sound experiences are really effective in achieving that that goal, to put it in a simple way. On our Western society, you know, relaxation is a commodity that we don't really try to develop. We don't really pay attention to it.
So you also have this thing called the Sonic Encounters.
Yeah.
That, for what I understand, you invite, engineers, producers, artists to share their experience with young aspiring musicians that wouldn't have the chance to get that information because they probably cannot afford a music college, but you make this affordable so they can have those experiences. That was something that I think is fascinating, and I would love to hear a little bit more about what made you start this. Like, what was the reason behind it? What was the inspiration behind it? And also, is this something that you want to continue doing and developing?
Yes. Sonic Encounter, Encuentro Sonico. As you were describing, you know, the seed idea was to bring professionals or seasoned pros from different aspects of the music industry. You know, being management, live audio, mastering, mixing, production. It didn't matter. The idea was to have a couple of people that, you know, were really interested in sharing that intention of sharing what they've gone through their professional careers, to inspire younger kids that exactly, perhaps they have not had the chance to get to meet or have a one-on-one talk with one of these pros, or that they cannot afford the music engineering university in Mexico City. So a lot of friends, you know, because mainly we invite the people that we know, that we work with, that we're friends with, that we really like their work and admire what they do professionally. You know, we get to call them and ask them, well, would you like to come and, you know, give us a solid here? We'll basically, right now, we just cover for the expenses, you know, with these projects. You know, I mean, right now we've only been inviting people that live close by, because, you know, they come in their cars and we pay for their gas and they're staying and their food and their drinks, and that's it. You know, and they have that intention of giving to younger kids. But I'm sure there's a lot of people like that in, I don't know, you know, Spain or France, or they'd be really great to offer that to the Latin American community. You know, there's not enough quality content in this area of the music business for young kids in the Latin community. So the intention is to make it grow, make it strong, so that we can invest in making it more and more and more interesting every month.
That's beautiful. So for what I hear from you, it's pretty obvious to me that giving back to the community is something that is very important for you and the team here at Soga. Can you tell us, what is it that creates this desire to give back to the community in such a strong way?
Oh, dude, I've been so blessed all my life. I've lived a beautiful life. I've had the blessing of being able to travel, to study in outside Mexico and get to see the world and different cultures and different people. I've always had food on my table. I've always had a roof over my head, money too. Perhaps it's a personal thing, you know, but I really enjoy when I enjoy with someone, you know. Yes. So I like to share the things that I have, the physical things and the mental things and the moments, you know, because it makes it lighter. I mean, there's a lack of harmony in the world. You know, there's a lot of not beautiful stuff, and it's not to deny that. But you have to have something that really brings out the best in you, you know, because if you only focus on the negative things, you become that. You become that on what you focus. So I rather focus on giving to people and having a laugh with you and having a laugh with a lot of people and creating work opportunities for people and for ourselves and for Soga and create bonds and create alliances with people so that we can become stronger. A lot of people think it's a contest, and it's not a contest at all. You know, it can be a contest if you want it to be a contest, but it can be an alliance every single moment, you know, which both parties benefit. The only thing that we need to do is sit down and talk things through to see, okay, what are your needs? What are mine? What are your strong points and what are mine? And how can we create something, co-create something that you alone can't do and by myself I cannot do it, which is exactly what we're doing right now.
A strong sense of community.
Yeah.
That's cool. I can't stress enough to music artists and bands how incredible it is to work and stay here, because not only does it inspire creativity when you're working, but every guest seems to leave more refreshed and replenished than when they first arrived. And I can personally testify to that. Was that always part of the plan? Or would you say it's maybe more of a natural phenomenon that started happening once you opened the doors?
It's been always part of the plan. You know, that's why we put so much effort in the construction of it, the architecture and, you know, the ratios and the sacred geometry. And we have quartz crystals seated around the property. You know, there's a whole energetic aspect behind the place. Materials that we use, the colors that we use are things that as a human being, they work for me because, you know, they remind me of Mother Earth and they bring peace and quiet to myself. You know, we are all made out of the same thing. So, you know, I'm pretty sure that it has that effect on everyone. So yeah, I'm really happy that you know, we achieved our goal, that people feel really refreshed and people feel expanded when they get to leave the place and they leave as family.
And finally, to wrap things up, do you feel the Soga experience is for everyone?
In essence, yes. In reality, yes too. As I was sharing before, you know, there are people that are more familiar with conflict. Perhaps that would help them to change gears and perceive things a little different. So in that sense, yeah, it is for everyone. I'm sure that you get to feel something in here. So sure, why not check it out for yourself?
Beautiful. I guess this is the time where we should go and start celebrating.
Right on.
The anniversary.
Yep.
There right we on. Go. Thank sure. you so much for your time.
Thank
we
you.
Really appreciate being here. We really certainly appreciated being a part of the family and recording here and creating music along with you and your amazing crew and team. And we hope to be back here soon.
Right on. Well, let me just take 1 second to thank Charity Pulse and to say hi to Nathan and Pete and Angelo and Jordan and Gabe. Oh, my God. Hello, Gabe. I'll send you a big hug, brother. And yeah, thank you guys. Thank you guys for everything. It was an amazing experience. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Right on, bro.